Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Thank you, Lucius. 48 hours from now, we are going to be in the midst of Cowboys pregame as they're getting set to look for a fourth win in a row in Detroit. We're joined now by Odyssey NFL insider Mark Schlereth, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Insider Calls brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. And good afternoon, Mark. How the heck are you?
I'm great. How are you guys doing?
Man, we're doing outstanding. The wins do that for DFW, as they do for most NFL towns. Have the Cowboys convinced you they're good again yet? Or what do they got to do that?
Yeah, no. I mean, it's been such an unbelievably dramatic turnaround. And, you know, and I'm not there for every game, obviously. And I try to, you know, follow everything, and I try to look at, if I can't, you know, watch the whole game, I at least check out the highlights and all that kind of stuff. But obviously on Thanksgiving Day, what else are you going to do besides sit around and be fat? And so it's exactly what I did. And I just am so impressed with, they get their pieces back on the offensive line. I thought they did a really good job just coming off the ball, doing those things. Javonte Williams, you know, I mean, he was here in Denver. He was so exciting as a rookie. Then he tears he just rips that knee up. And the last 2 years here in Denver hasn't looked good. And, like, to me, he's right there with the comeback player of the year. Because it just is, like, to watch what he's doing right now is pretty incredible. Dak, I've always been a big Dak fan. We've talked about that. What you guys have on the outside with Lamb and Pickens has just been incredible. And all of a sudden that defense is playing. You know, Clark is playing, and Odighizuwa, and then Quinton Williams, and it just looks like you've completely revamped your whole football team. And where it was like, hey, we'll just give up big plays like it's our job, like that whole football team has a different vibe to it, man. And good for Shoddy. Have so much respect for Shoddy as a play caller over the years, and had so much respect for Shoddy's father, you know, of competing against Marty all the years that I did when I was in Denver and he was coaching the Kansas City Chiefs. So I'm blown away, and I could legitimately see Dallas, you know, taking over, usurping Philadelphia for the crown of the NFC East. I could definitely see that, the way Philly's reeling right now and the way they're playing.
How much does momentum matter right now, not just for Dallas and Philly, but also Detroit, who they have here in just a couple of days? They seem like they might be on the ropes a little bit, but how much is it week to week, or, you know, does the slide beget more sliding at this point in the season?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think it's both ways. You know, it's if you're on a hot streak, man, you have that momentum, you have that confidence, you continue to play that way. And for Detroit, I mean, you know, they figured it out offensively. They were awesome. And yet they still find a way to lose on a fourth down play that Green Bay converts. So I just look at that right now and say, man, there's nobody in the NFC that's any hotter than Dallas. Would coming back from 21 points down against Philadelphia, where they just didn't look like they were together at all, and giving up some big plays and tightening it up, and all of a sudden making the big plays and not giving up the big plays, and you know, scoring 24 unanswered, and then, you know, putting it on the Kansas City Chiefs on Thanksgiving Day. Like back-to-back huge wins, that's got to boost your confidence, got to make you feel good about what you're doing. So, like, to me, like, there's nobody right now in the NFC that's hotter than the Dallas Cowboys over the last couple of weeks. So, I didn't think I'd be saying that at this point in the season. You know, I mean, the way the season started out and like I said, how bad they were defensively. So, I mean, it's pretty cool to see.
Gosh, what a difference 3 weeks
makes.
That's
like eating a turd sandwich right there. Me talking about Dallas,
yes.
I mean, pretty cool. Like, it's my former Redskin days. That actually, I'm going to have to wash my mouth out with soap. In all honesty, as much as I have certain disdain for teams, and Dallas is one of those teams from my Redskin days, I love watching good football. I love, you know, the good stories, and I think it's pretty cool what they're doing right now.
Yeah, be careful eating those turds. It might turn you into an Eagles fan.
Yeah.
Well, you had to love seeing the Chiefs lose again, though. At least the Cowboys were doing so, beating one of the other teams you probably have to stand for.
Right. I mean, I hate the Chiefs more probably than I hate the Cowboys. So, I found myself rooting big time for the Cowboys in that game. And to watch a Chiefs team that just can't quite figure it out.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
After all these years of watching them figure it out in the critical moments and just being like, oh gosh, again, here we go again, to see them not be able to get that done right. And, you know, I was making fun of them on the Stink of Truth podcast, as I'm apt to do. And I was like, from where I sit right now as a Broncos fan, I can't even see the Chiefs. Like, are you guys back there? What are you guys doing back there? I can't even see him, so that makes me very, very happy, as you can imagine.
Mark, I imagine on Thanksgiving you soaked in a little bit of that Lions and Packers game. What do you make of these Lions right now? What's wrong with them?
Yeah, you know, they just, like, offensively, they put it together a little bit. It just, like, their offensive line is not the same. They've had injuries. They went out and tried to re-sign Ragnow, and all of a sudden he doesn't pass the physical because he's got a third-degree hamstring injury. Like, how? Listen, man, no offense, but you're a big, fat offensive lineman just like I was. Like, how in the world could your hamstring, how could you sit out for a year and your hamstring have a third-degree pull? Like, what in the world is going on there? Like, how fast did you jump off the couch to get food? I don't understand that one. So they have not been the same. You know, when it comes to just beating people up physically, that hasn't been the same. They've not been the same group that way. And, you know, defensively, some of those issues that they had last year with the injuries, they haven't solved some of those issues on the back end. So, they couldn't get off the field. Green Bay was converting critical downs, critical thirds, and that critical fourth down at the end of the game to seal or salt away the victory. So, they just look like week to week they're off. They're not hitting on all cylinders like they were a year ago.
Insider Call is brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide's on your side. It was Commanders and Broncos Sunday night. How viable is Washington? The Cowboys play them one more time, but Philly's got them twice, and it would really help the Cowboys' chances if the Commanders can at least win one of those games against Philadelphia.
Yeah, I thought there's a couple things going back through that game. And, you know, I went through it kind of with a fine-tooth comb because of my radio show here in Denver. And I thought that Washington on line of scrimmage was exceptional.
Yeah.
And they locked up the Broncos, who have an unreal defense. They did a great job. I think they had seven explosive 10-plus yard runs, only one from the quarterback. So I thought what they did the run game was incredibly impressive. They won their one-on-ones in the run game. They dominated their double teams in the run game. I thought they were really, really good. And then when you couple that with that QB run, that QB zone read, they ran a zone read off a counter where, I mean, like Zach Allen was tackling back in the backfield, like the action they had on that and the reaction the defense gave as they were squeezing and just flying across the football field. Marcus Mariota was, you know, 15 yards before even a defender reacted to him. Or is it Mariota? Or is it Mariota? Like, I don't know what was going on
Sunday
with that game. I mean, how many different pronunciations were we trying? Were we playing a game? How many different ways can we pronounce his name? Did he change it? Like, what was? I don't know. That was perplexing to me because I was watching it on the plane coming home. But I think they're viable in that. I think the other thing that happened was Dan Quinn took over the defensive play calling. I think he simplified things, and I think they played a much better game on the defensive side, albeit that drive in overtime. They got totally into a soft zone trying to protect any big plays over the top, and they just gave them checkdowns. They were ripping off 14 yards of pop, and then they got the one checkdown off a little tight end jerk route that went for 41. So I just was surprised that they got into kind of crunch time, and they decided just to let Denver throw checkdowns and win that football game.
If the Broncos make it to the Super Bowl, are you going to go?
To the game?
Yeah, or to Radio Row?
Oh, yeah, I would imagine I'll head down there to Radio Row maybe, but I won't go. Unless, like, it's like golf for me, guys. I've reached a point in my life where I only go play golf when somebody's paying me to go play golf. Like, I only go to the game if somebody's paying me to be there. I'm spoiled that way. Otherwise, I just want to sit on my couch where I have the rewind button.
I'm right there with you, man. And I didn't even play all those years. Mark Schlereth, Odyssey NFL Insider, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Thanks for joining us, man. Enjoy week 14.
Thank you, guys. Take care.
Salute. Insider Calls brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. All righty. We got 3 down, 2 to go. An edition of Football's Finest coming up next, Eric.
Yes, sir. Dak versus the Blitz. Have the Cowboys fixed this part of the defense and some stats today for you next year in the nation?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles.
like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.